yesterday, today? How do you feel things are going as you guys prepare for the playoffs?
Good. I think we're all excited. We have a positive mindset, and we're excited to kind of get the meaningful games underway. We know St. Louis presents as a real tough challenge, and we're excited. You know, I think as a group, we know we have a lot more to kind of give, and we've kind of been building towards that. So, you know, we're looking forward to game one.
So one of the terms everyone's been using is flipping the switch. You said yourself you've got a lot more to give. What goes into getting to that spot you need to be in doing it quickly?
Well, now, you know, the games are so meaningful, you can't afford to take a shift off. You can't afford to have a bad period kind of thing. And, you know, it's kind of just about collectively, you know, having everyone firing on any given night. You know, it seemed like some nights we'd have two lines going and, you know, the other two weren't necessarily clicking. And now, you know, I think the guys are prepared. They know what's at stake. And, you know, I think it's kind of been how we've played all year in the big games. We've generally played pretty well.
Oh, it's been a while since you've seen them, but over the years, Blues-Jets games have always been a physical battle. It feels like playoff hockey in the middle of the year, so how does that ramp up even more now that it actually is the postseason?
Well, I think it's just controlled intensity and controlled emotion. Obviously, they have a big team, and we know they're going to come out, and they're going to be finishing their checks and, you know, trying to impose their will, and we have a big team as well, so, you know, we can't afford to kind of get pushed around either. It's, you know, generally they're pretty physical games, like you said, but, you know, I think kind of that controlled intensity, that controlled emotion, you know, both teams have really good power plays. If you're kind of running around unnecessarily, you're taking stupid penalties, or, you know, just running out of position to try and chase a hit, or, you know, try and engage with someone, you know, both teams can hurt you. So it's kind of trying to take that pound of flesh when you can, and, you know, otherwise just kind of each time you're out on the ice doing what's asked of you.
Brandon Tanev's obviously been a loss, but what's Connor Lindholm impressed you with?
Yeah, he's so responsible defensively. I think, you know, I didn't know a whole lot about him coming when he came here, but, you know, just seeing how hard he works in practice and the last few games, just kind of seeing his reads, and, you know, he thinks similar to how I think. It's a little bit more defensive first. And, you know, that's important. You need contributions up and down your lineup, and you have guys that come in and, you know, contribute. I thought the last two games he's done extremely well. You know, a couple key block shots. He's been good on the PK, and, you know, he kind of gets us going in the second period last game, you know, assisting on Truby's goal. So he's kind of come in and, you know, he's fit in nicely with Rosie and I.